Oggi, today, we are diving into a simple yet versatile Italian word. Permesso. Permesso. This word plays a crucial role in everyday Italian conversations. And it has different meanings. Let's talk about the various contexts in which permesso can be used. Iniziamo! Ciao, sono Margherita, your host of Italian Grammar Made Easy. Today's focus is on a specific Italian word, permesso. If you have been to Italy, you likely have heard this word when walking through a crowd, permesso. However, the first meaning that I want you to know about this word is to ask for permission. The primary use of permesso is indeed to ask for permission. When you are requesting to enter a room or when you're visiting a friend's house, permesso is your go-to word. As you step in, you would say permesso. We can also use permesso in a sentence. For example, permesso, posso entrare? Again, permesso, posso entrare? The meaning is, may I come in? The second common use of permesso is to excuse yourself. Permesso is commonly used as a polite way to excuse oneself, especially in crowded or public spaces. When navigating through a packed bus or a crowded market, or simply when you need to get past someone, saying permesso signals your intention to move through respectfully. This usage does not require a question mark, as it is more of an announcement than a question. So, if you are going through a crowd in Italy, you can say permesso, and you can also add mi scusi. Permesso, mi scusi, excuse me, so that you can get through. The third use of permesso is permit. The meaning is permit. So in Italian, for example, we use the phrase permesso di soggiorno, permesso di soggiorno, to say residency permit. Number four, permesso also means permission. With this meaning, we can say, for example, ha chiesto il permesso di parlare. He asked the permission to speak. Now, while permesso is universally accepted in both formal and informal settings, the tone of voice and body language will vary when we use this word. In more formal situations, the voice might be softer and accompanied by a nod or a slight gesture to indicate respect. Permesso. In contrast, in informal settings among friends or family, when I am arriving at my friend's house, I may say permesso more casually in a louder voice. So let's review the four main uses and meanings of permesso. The first one is to ask for permission. So when we say permesso, posso entrare, excuse me, may I come in, may I enter. The second use is to excuse yourself, oneself. Permesso, mi scusi. The third meaning is permit. And the fourth one is permission. So permesso in the end is more than just a word. It is a key to polite and respectful communication in the Italian culture. Remember, using permesso correctly can open doors both literally and figuratively. So the next time you find yourself in Italy or speaking in Italian, don't hesitate to use permesso to navigate social situations. Thank you for learning some Italian with me today and the word permesso. Ci sentiamo di nuovo settimana prossima. Ciao!